Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Things got a lot better. So
I was drugged
make those connections as you will.
In the beginning.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lovecast BL Podcast. I am your host, Alexa, and I have the whole team with me here today. Pixie, Kayla, and Heather are all here.
Yay!
Hi!
Hi! Happy New Year! Happy 2024!
Yay!
It is season 4 of Lovecast, which is
four.
Wild. Yeah. Wild. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for a long time. It's mm-hmm. crazy to think about. mm-hmm. And of course, I was going to say we thought it would be best to start off the season the way we always do, but then we realized we did not do this last year. But that's because we started off last year with like 5 interviews. So
yeah, this year, Freen and Becky.
Yeah, and we started off very differently.
Yeah.
This year we're going back to our roots and starting mm-hmm. off the season with our predictions and what we're looking forward to in the upcoming year of Boys Love. There's going to be a lot coming out, a lot that's been announced, and a lot that we think might be happening or starting to ramp up. So yeah, we have like varying degrees of lists and preparedness as always. So I think we'll just kind of jump into it. I don't know how we want to start it off. Like, does someone just want to say a show that they're looking forward to and we just jump off from there? I don't know how we want to do it. I can say one of mine that I'm looking forward to first,
yeah,
if we want
ahead.
Me to get the ball rolling. Cool. Okay, so I did make a list. It's not in any particular order. I was just kind of listing things as they came into my head. And the first one I put on my list was Love Upon a Time, which is the Domundi show with Nett and James. This one was, they released the pilot trailer in 2023. I think it was like initially supposed to come out in 2023, but a lot of their productions were delayed. So it's their time travel, historical, fantasy, BL with Nett and James. And I was really excited for it when the pilot trailer came out, just because I'm really excited to get into the more historical side of BL. And I hope that keeps growing as well. But yeah, that was the first one I had on my list. I really like Nett and James, and I'm really like just looking forward to seeing what will come from that one. So,
yep, I had that on my list too.
Same.
I was looking forward to. I'm just really excited to see more of Nett and James. Like, I feel like they improve every single time I see them, just as actors, and it'll be interesting to see them in some more dramatic roles because they do drama really well.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be fighting not to compare it to I Feel You Linger in the Air, because it's like a very similar premise. But I think the vibes will be different, at least like based on the pilot trailer. I don't think it'll have quite like the heavy, emotional, dramatic vibes that I Feel You Linger in the Air had. But I like this kind of like plot line, so I'm excited to see how they do it.
Yeah, one of the shows that really, really stood out to me while watching like a teaser trailer that I can't get out of my head is Jack and Joker.
Yeah.
The next Gen War project. I am obsessed.
I actually am excited.
Right? Mm. With the story and just Jin and War, they are so good. And they look like they are having so much fun in that trailer.
Yeah.
I love stories that are a little bit more unconventional, a little bit more action-packed romance, plot twists kind of deal.
Yeah, so. I think it's cool that they conceptualized the whole idea themselves, like with their, I don't know if it's a production company that they have, but I know they said like they came up with the plot, like they worked with the team, like it's not an existing story, and then they're co-producing it with D Hub House, which like I love everything from D Hub House. So when I saw that, I was like even more excited for it than I originally was. Mm-hmm. But I know like we've all been waiting for another Yin War project since. Thank you. I was going to say My Engineer, and I was like, wrong engineers. Love Mechanics, thank you. So I'm excited that they're coming back. Yeah.
Me too.
I'm excited that Tae is directing as well.
Yeah.
That's something that really excites me about that show.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I love everything Tae directs. I think he's a really good director.
I've watched the trailer so many times.
Yeah, it was a fun pilot.
So previously you said like with all different levels of preparedness.
Yeah.
My preparedness is like a lot. And so I sorted the shows into like production house and genre, and I had notes on like the director, who's going to be directing, who's in it, et cetera, et cetera. So I put Jack and Joke in Underworld. And so my next thing in the Underworld, like Underworld Mafia genre that I'm looking forward to is Red Peafowl.
Oh, I totally forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, my voice might go in and out. So I don't actually know who's directing it. I couldn't find it. I only did a very surface level deep dive and couldn't figure out who's directing, but we all know who's going to be in it and like all the varying levels of cameo and supporting character type of stuff that they'll be. But the entire series and everything around the series just intrigues me. And so I'm actually looking forward to seeing it released and seeing what they came up with, how they shot it, and also seeing just everyone's reaction to it. Like, I'm just, it's like a twofold looking forward to type of thing. I want to watch it. I'm very intrigued. I love the mafia stuff. I love the underworld stuff. But I just also want to know if they pull it off. And I want to see how everyone reacts to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked a lot about the marketing tactics that they use and kind of how hit or miss they were. But I will say, once they actually released the pilot trailer, I thought it was a pretty damn good pilot trailer. So I haven't really seen anything from them since then. It feels like they've kind of gone a little bit silent. I guess they're probably maybe gearing up more for production. But I did enjoy the pilot trailer. So
I mean, that's what happened sort of with Kim Porsche at the beginning. Like, they put out this huge trailer and then just okay until everything went up in flames.
I think a lot of shows kind of have that period after the pilot trailer, because like after they release the trailers, when they're kind of I think working to gather their funds and their sponsors, because that's a lot of what they use to attract sponsors is the pilot trailer. So like I'm not surprised that they're kind of probably more silent right now, but we'll see when they start gearing up for things soon.
And they've got to get everyone, so that, because there's so many people in this series, they've got to work on everyone's schedule to get everyone together to film.
It's very ambitious considering how many different people there are.
So there's a good chance they're like, they're either working on putting together a filming schedule, or they already have a filming schedule. They know they're going to film their leads and like everyone else around that. They'll start that and then they'll pull in when people are free to film their scenes and stuff. But think it's a lot of logistics.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot going on back there.
Yeah. I think they could pull it off if they have the money. Like, I think the acting will already be there. Like, it has a pretty good cast. They just need the funds to be able to create the world, whatever the world ends up being. Because the honestly, vision. I did not understand the summary whenever we read it before. All I remember is there being like a Scotland field inspector or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Well, someone commented on the video where we talked about that and said what they think it probably was, and now I can't remember, but I think it's some kind of like liaison Scotland, or something like that in that realm.
Scotland Yard is like police officers. Specific. So it's probably
liaison of sorts,
from the UK or something.
When we said it in that moment, so I was like, what?
Like Interpol?
It's gonna be so confusing.
You go, Pixie.
I was just gonna say, like, because I got into, like, in the similar, my head, you know, I'm not prepared for this, so my head just goes in directions when we're talking. And so in the similar, like, dark setting, I just have to make, like, a comment, because I am here for it. The amount of vampire BLs that we are getting this year.
It's a whole subject.
There are so many. I was looking this up and I'm just seeing like titles, vampire. And I'm like, this is awesome. I can be on board.
The new subgenre.
So excited. You have no, I like, okay, this is very embarrassing. I'm about to admit this, but when I was a teenager, I went through such a massive vampire phase that I literally had like my group of friends all had like, we had this like, this name, which was like based off like vampire stuff. We all made nicknames based off of this like vampire, like it was a whole thing.
That's so funny.
And I still love vampires to this day. Like, I will... So, I'm right there with you, Pixie. Like, all of these vampire things coming out. Like,
all of the Anne Rice books, The Vampire Lestat. And seen, like, every movie you can think of with vampires. And I just... I love it. And I loved, like, even Twilight. Is it Twilight?
I liked Twilight when I was reading it. I liked Twilight.
Like, for what it is. Like, it's a teenage vampire story. It's a little bit camp. It's fine. I really like watching that. And
I love vampire shit.
Dude, I can't tell you, like, a vampire show or series or book that I didn't like.
Yeah.
I'm especially excited about Boone.
Vampire Project. On my list.
He was made for it.
I mean, isn't that something he's also been wanting to do for like a long time? So
I'm pretty sure it used to be called My Broccoli.
Yeah.
So this Vampire Project was My Broccoli, and they released a thing about My Broccoli, and then that never happened, and he's been gunning to play a vampire. He, like, every chance he gets, he will mention the fact that he wants to play a vampire and that he wants to have this, like,
the teaser looks awesome.
And, like,
the teaser is great. Yeah. It's like giving, it's giving me, like, Vampire Nights, the anime vibes. And I love that.
I love that. So when I was watching that trailer, I was like, oh, sweet, awesome. There's Santa, there's Mix, there's Boone, there's Prem. Boss? Wait, what? Boss?
Yeah, he showed up. I forgot he was in that too.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm so excited to see those boys play vampires.
Yeah. No, I think they picked a cast of people who are perfect to play vampires, like Boone, Santa, Boss. Like, those are all people I can picture, like, embodying the vampire aesthetic.
Boone knows what he's doing. I'm just saying. Like, he's been so involved, like, in reading BLs and just, like, advocating for his own show. And he knows what he wants. And he's read enough and seen enough that he knows, like, he knows the genre. So, oh, it's going to be so good.
I'm actually
I'm also here for the GMM TV one. I know it's very camp, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, just going like.
I hope they lean into the camp. Like, I honestly think vampire stories are so fun when they lean into the campy aspect of it. So like, that's what I'm hoping for. With, I don't know if like Boone's one will go that route, but like some of the other ones, I'm hoping that they lean into like the campy aspect. I'm like surprisingly excited for the one with Shane, because I think it's been like advertised as like a vampire romantic comedy. Shane was in My Engineer. It's like 1,000 years vampire or something like that. So like, I was just excited because like, I don't think Shane has really done a lot since My Engineer, and obviously he was in the pairing that kind of, well, they, a lot of them had an open ending, but like with the doctor, he was like the one that got bro-zoned, the bro-zone pairings. And even though like it's a different, he's acting with someone different, like I'm just excited to see him again. And I like that it's kind of like vampire romantic comedy. And that makes me sound like, to me, that sounds like they'll really lean into like the campy side of things. So I'm excited to see how that one plays out.
I'm really, so I want them to, for My Golden Blood, I want them to lean into camp, but it's going to be really interesting because the director is the director and screenwriter of Shadow.
Yes, that's right. It's very interesting. And this is also so, Maya. Maya is writing My Golden Blood. Yes. She's a writer for it.
Yes. So
excited
like
for that.
I'm just, that's one that I'm like actually legit really looking forward to, because I have no idea what to expect. No idea what to expect, even after seeing like the trailer.
I think it's gonna be big.
When we were in Thailand, Maya told us she was working on something with GMM TV. I did not expect it to
be the vampire series. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's so awesome.
The unexpected.
And I saw there's one that's called OMG Vampire.
Oh, is that the Frank and Lee?
Yes.
I haven't like been able to watch any of their shows, so I'm not like, I like Frank.
Frank is awesome.
But I haven't been like, I don't know, none of their shows, like I haven't really loved like the plots, and I've heard a lot of things about like they tend to, like, the productions tend to be a little bit, like, rough, like, production-wise. Like, they, like, get dubbed over a lot and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I just haven't been drawn to a lot of their projects. But, so, we'll see how that one goes. I don't know.
The director for that one is the director for Dear Doctor, I'm Coming for Soul.
Well, that might just rope me in.
That's intriguing.
That might just rope me in. Okay. We might be in business
Said the magic
here.
Words.
I need one of these vampire BLs to be set like full out gothic in a house with like servants and just like going all out with, I guess, the archetype of Dracula, basically, in like Transylvania. That would be so cool if they could fund something like that. That is really on theme.
I would love that.
Oh
yeah!
Come on, guys! Yep. Production companies, listen to us. In the year of 2024, the year of vampire BLs. Fun.
We can be your international
liaisons.
Vampire liaisons.
I was a teenage vampire. I've got this.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's funny.
Didn't we when we were making our like had our Halloween episode where we were like make our own BL thing, didn't we cast Boone as a vampire?
I'm pretty sure
we
did.
He wanted to be a vampire 100%.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We gave him the role that he was born to play, and now we manifested
everything he needed. Okay.
Maybe he watched our episode, and that was when he was like, okay, we have to do this.
100%. 100%.
Oh my God. We are the liaison. Yes.
Literally.
We are.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. So I've got more fantasy stuff on my list. The thing that when I was putting this together that actually really surprised me was Demundi has a lot of fantasy stuff coming out this year. So I've got the next prince on my list, which I consider fantasy because of world building,
like the royalty aspect. Yeah,
the royalty world building aspect of it I consider fantasy, and I've got that on my list, and I'm like 100% sure it's on Kayla's list
too. Yeah, I was just waiting for Kayla to say that one, honestly. Oh no, we lost them.
Right
at their moment.
I'm not sure what just happened. Literally the page closed. It just closed.
Your love for Xenonu got too overwhelming.
They're trying to silence me. That's what they're doing.
Is The Next Prince the first show you wrote on your list?
It is the only other show, other than the Ned James one, that I have on my list. Honestly, I'm going to backpedal everything else I said I was excited for. This is all I need. Allegedly, the pilot is supposed to come out in the first quarter of this
year. I saw
year.
Their little, like, royalty announcement thing they put out on social media.
And that's really exciting, but I also hope that the production is not rushed. Yeah. Because I know they haven't done shit for it yet.
Yeah.
So, I will have some words for Demundi if they rush that production. But yeah, I did think it was cool how they announced it as like a royal newsletter.
Yeah, I hope they keep up that marketing.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I love. It's so like immersive into the world. Like even down to it is like fantasy, because they even have like, I guess, like a name that like the people of the land are called and like all of that. So
the world,
yeah,
building,
it's definitely
fantasy,
yeah,
world building.
I think I would consider it fantasy as well.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, we were saying Boone was made to play a vampire. I feel like Xenonu as like prince bodyguard dynamic is like they were made for that dynamic. Like, I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
I want some yearning. Give me some yearning. Some like,
we can never be together because our social classes are too different.
Yes!
Like,
there's that. And I suspect, because I've read like parts of the novel that people translated, I suspect that it's going to be one of those things where their characters butt heads a lot at first.
Ooh,
like that they don't like each other. Because there's also like this whole, I don't know if this is exactly the full story, but I think the concept is that Nunu's character doesn't know he's royalty, and his character like goes and retrieves him from like another country and is like, you need to come here and like prepare to be like the ruler, something like that. So
that's gonna be so fun.
Oh, I think that
please, if we don't get a Z throwing Nunu over his shoulder and storming out of somewhere,
shut up.
Kayla's browser is gonna close again.
This one scene from the novel that involves a mirror. I really, really hope that they add it into the show. Like, it's the one scene that everyone wants them to put into the show.
Interesting.
And I need you to send me the translation of that. I desperately need to read that, Kayla.
My mind just random went tweets somewhere, and I don't think it's the right somewhere.
I know it might be the right somewhere.
It might be the right
somewhere. I'm pretty sure it is the right somewhere, too.
It's like, but I think it could be really artistic, honestly. That sounds sarcastic, but if they film
I'm having feelings. I'm having feelings about this. I need this show.
Kayla's about to like put make all of us on our number one list.
I'm the new liaison.
Yeah,
Kayla's the new liaison. Actually,
the new liaison.
Yeah, I definitely need this. I love royalty shit. I love fantasy world building shit. I love a bodyguard and like, like yearning.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll just throw shit across the room.
Forbidden love thing.
Forbidden love. That's it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That I was like, not star-crossed lovers. Forbidden love.
This is totally off topic, but it reminds me of this bodyguard ex like superstar Jang Pat fic I read on 803. So
good. You are. I need the links.
I will. I will share the links.
Yes, I will share it. Oh my god.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I could see Man and Ben doing like a bodyguard ex like guardy dynamic as well, and it'd be really good. Maybe that's one of my wishful thinking predictions.
We'll get there. In the Domundi sort of sphere, I actually don't know if they're producing this, but I'm keen for Two Worlds, the Max Nat. I can't remember who the other guy
that
is.
That one's filming right now, I think, isn't it?
It's currently filming right now. I know that Kongthup Production is distributing content about it, but I don't actually know if it's like a joint thing with Domundi and Kongthup or if it's just Kongthup, like, not too
I think they announced it at the Domundi showcase, and I don't know if that's just because, you know, Max and Nat are Domundi artists, but
that's where I was getting confused.
Yeah.
But I'm keen for that because, well, I like Max Nat, but also it's like a love triangle, but not, and there's like this element, well, we've gone through the fact that I like yearning, I like angst. There is definitely an angst element, quite a heavy angst element.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really keen to see some of that acting from Max and Nat, because I know that they have that in them. They do comedy well, they do rom-com quite well, but they have this like, I don't know, I just want to see that from them. And so I'm really keen for it. I'm so keen. Yeah. Not as keen as the next prince, but I'm very keen for Two Worlds.
Talking about Domundi, what is Punk Spy?
I don't know what happened to that.
It never... Yeah, there we go. I've got a... Okay, sending out a search party for... I'm going to add Punk Spy to it.
Oh, so search party or shows you like what happened to them? It makes sense now.
I have no idea what happened, like, what's going on with that. What happened?
Yeah.
Because didn't they announce that?
Tommy and Thomas?
Yeah, it was one of, like, the new Domundi actors from last year. Like, I guess their second gen is what they call them.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, third. I haven't... They oh, that's the third poster, gen. Okay.
So, where the, like...
It was announced last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that just happened, but, like...
No, a year ago no, it was like a year ago. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I have no idea where that went.
Dude, I wish if they were giving up shows, I wish they would just like put out a notice, like, "Hey guys,
no, we can no longer happening. Continue the production."
Sorry,
instead of just people just instead being just left wondering it... forever.
Yeah. Right?
I have one that I guess.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pixie. I don't want you to lose it.
No, I was just like, I came across it because I noted this earlier. There is going to be a remake of Scum.
A Korean one,
I saw that. Yeah.
Korean remake of Scum.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about it. I hope it goes into the hands of someone who can handle it because it can be.
Yeah. I hope it's not a remake with 15-minute episodes.
Right.
I mean, that's like the Korean BL blueprint. That's you might be hoping for too much right there.
I am like,
if they're
going to
do it, let's just do it right.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for some Semantic Errors Season 2.
Okay, so that is on my jumping ahead predictions, but it's my wishful thinking predictions. is...
I don't think it's not wishful thinking. It's going to happen. My wishful thinking
is season 2 or a new BL that has Soham and Jay Chan as leads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, they would be silly not to do a season 2.
Yeah, I mean, that show was the biggest BL in Korea. So
I just don't know if
it had a huge impact.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll happen this year. I think maybe they'll film it this year to release next year because he's in another series. He's just been picked up for a different series, so he's got to film that. Jay Chan's doing he's going solo for a little bit. Like they've got a lot of stuff happening this year, and would they also need to write the script and get all of that sorted? Like you don't want it to be a quick turnaround because you need the quality of the first season to match. Second.
I will say there is second to match the story first. In the manhwa for a season 2. So
didn't
it
the
like
manhwa that. Like just finished? Didn't it recently? It's so good. There's a lot.
It's
yeah.
So good. There's enough story to make a proper script, so it won't be like one of those we're just trying to
make
money.
They're just winging it, yeah.
Throw in some cheating.
I'm keen. Actually, this is a really good little segue, but mainly just because it's like Korean search party. We're talking all about that. I want to know what the fuck happened to Hee-soo in Class 2. It's also another manhwa turned show. They announced it like a year and a half ago. I'm pretty sure. I know that the one of the leads has mentioned that it's still, I think he's mentioned that it's still happening. There's been a little bit of chatter about it, but like, where the fuck is it? It's been a year and a half. We're now just getting a little bit of chatter. Like this is I'm sending a search party for Hee-soo in Class 2 because when they announced this, I was so excited. I really, really, really love the webcomic. Manhwa webcomic. I actually don't know if they printed it. Anyway, it's a fun story. Mm-hmm. And then we just don't hear anything for a year and a half.
I mean, the main actor has confirmed that it's still happening, according to my drama.
Yeah,
list.
I saw that, but that's happened before. So I'm just like, search party. Come on, give us some more.
Bring it out of the woodworks.
Seriously.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was just thinking, going down my list, a lot of my, like, I don't have a lot of shows that I'm looking forward to that are outside of Thailand, only like a couple. Everything else on my list for some strange reason is just Thailand.
All the other countries dropped the ball last year. Like they literally dropped the ball. There hasn't been anything exciting. Like there's been shows, they're all right. Some are good, but it hasn't been anything really exciting, really, that's been giving everyone like a buzz and a lot of talking, and like the ball was dropped, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's also to do with the fact that how Thailand markets.
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to say.
They drop the trailers, they let you know in advance what's coming, they have a lot of hype going on. Whereas when I'm kind of trying to find like what's coming out of Korea in 2024.
So there are 16 shows, according to the site I'm on, from Korean BLs that might be coming
out. But
do
they have, like, synopsis? Do they have a trailer? Like, I can find
show
names.
Not a lot of trailers.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't actually know what to expect, so I'm not going to put it on my list.
Yeah, that's what's hardest, because, like, the format with Thailand, because they do the pilot trailer, and then whatever film, do what they need to do, and then you get the actual trailer and the show, so like you know about like what to expect in some form a lot ahead of time usually, whereas like a lot of these shows, like once they start releasing stuff, like that's like the trailer and the show's coming out in like a month or something like that, so it's hard to know or to predict like what it's gonna be like.
Definitely. What were you gonna say before?
Mine kind of goes back to, we jumped to career for a bit, but I was kind of segueing back to the fantasy side of things a little bit. So one of the ones I'm really excited for is the other, well, I guess like the main series that D Hub House has announced this year, which is My Stand-In with Up and Poom. So I think it's an interesting plot. It's another kind of like, I don't know if like, I guess body traveling more than like time traveling or something, because the main character like is in love with this person who sees him as a replacement for someone else. He's literally a stunt actor, so he sees him as like someone who fills the void for the actor he is in love with. And then the person gets into a car accident and wakes up in the body of someone else and like meets the guy he's in love with again. So of course, like, it's D Hub House and it's Up, so I'm really excited for those reasons. I've heard a lot about the novel that the characters are very like morally gray, I guess. And apparently like the character that Up is playing is kind of like not a good person. So I don't know. I'm curious to see how Up takes on that kind of role. We saw him as Gene, who was like very wholesome, like a very sweet character. And then of course in Put, he was kind of an ass. Put, you know, we kind of saw him play more of like a shitty person. So like, I'm excited to see him take on more of like a morally gray role. But yeah, like I said before, I will watch. I'm a D Hub House Danny. Like, I know standing same. A production company is like whatever, like they have their hits and misses, but like D Hub House, that's my company right there. So I'm always gonna be excited for anything they put out.
Yeah, they have yet to miss, so
yeah, for me personally at least. I should say for us personally, because me and Kayla
yeah are. For us personally.
Oh, Love C, yes.
I'm not speaking because it'll echo because my headphones turned off, but...
Oh, no.
So, or we can come back to that. I need, like, 5 minutes for my headphones to recharge. But
okay.
The two Me Mind Why shows I'm excited for, because... I think I'm echoing. I hope I'm not echoing. I'm excited for them because... It's basically the first time that MAME has kind of stopped the, I'm not, like, my characters are these actors are my characters, and that's it. Like, this is the first time that Me, Mind, Why is kind of looking at doing, like, what GMMTV does, what other production companies do, which is having a roster of actors play in numerous stories, playing numerous series. And so I'm very excited to see Fort and Pete for like Love See the series, and Boss and Noel from The Boy Next World. I'm excited to see them as different characters, and I'm hoping that they're not the same types of characters as Love in the Air. Like, I need the difference, and I'm excited to for these shows because I want to see the difference. So I'm like, I'm keen for them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious to see. Oh, now I hear myself echoing. There we go. I'm curious to see what the stories will look like. I haven't followed like the synopsis a lot. I remember everyone was so excited when like the posters and stuff dropped. But yeah, I'm excited to see both of them take on new roles and see what they have to offer. Like, I definitely agree that I think it'll be nice if they kind of, you know, play something a little bit different, and don't get like typecast into those like the same relationship dynamics and like character archetypes that were in Love in the Air. Yeah. But I mean, I really like both Boss Noel and Fort Pete, so it's gonna be fun to watch them in something else and watch the chemistry on screen again, because that's one thing we know both pairs have. Hunt.
BRB.
I think there was just an incident.
Oh.
No.
I think Luna is. Yeah, they're like darting around in the background.
Making havoc.
I swear. I love her, but oh, she gets into shit she shouldn't. And she's like, she's, it's not exactly like showing off for the kittens, but she's playing with them. But because the kittens are in a cat tent because they're not allowed out yet because they haven't been vaccinated, so she can't play with them properly, she keeps like, so the kittens are big enough that they can kind of pull the tent down a bit from the inside, and she gets so excited that she tries to leap on it. And she was trying to leap from above, and she's just knocked all this shit off of my counter, and I'm just like, oh, fucking hell. And then she decided to, like, I don't know if you saw, but she's just, like, zooming around, being a little
We saw you, and like, you darting around. Oh. Nice.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Didn't mean to. About the sea.
Nice segue.
It made me think about the Merman show.
Oh. Which yeah.
Lover Merman. I don't know a lot about it, but the poster is interesting.
I think
they actually got like real, like the proper Merman tales, like
like the heavy duty ones.
Yeah.
Like professionals use. Yeah.
I
hope it's not like the just those like cloth ones that like, right? Are, like a oh costume. My
god. Oh, bad CGI.
Or bad CGI, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I know those professional ones are like really fucking heavy, aren't they? So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I feel like filming any series that involves a lot of water in that aspect is probably really difficult. Production-wise, and also very hard on the actor. So, if they're really dedicating to like those professional suits, and also they're probably going to be filming a lot in water, like I hope that there is a good payoff for them just for the amount of work they'll probably be putting into it. But yeah, I don't know anything about the plot of that one. I just remember seeing the chatter about it.
The main actors haven't been in anything else.
Mm.
So it's like one of those you're just like, okay, this might be great. It might be a train wreck too.
Could go either way, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time will tell.
Time will tell, truly.
But I love that that's one of the things we're getting now. Like, this shows that they're taking more chances. They're diversifying the BL scene in Thailand, because it's been very one-sided for a very long time. Like, you get these stages that, okay, we have the engineer season, we have the office season, we have the doctor season, but now like we're getting everything, and I love it.
That actually that falls alongside my prediction for this year really nicely, is that this is the year of fantasy BLs.
I had that as one of my predictions as well. Yeah, that was like my first prediction that I have, and like we've already seen it. Like, I know the sign, like its fantasy elements are being really, really well received by both Thai and international audiences with the way they're being done. And of course, like, we've talked about the vampires and all of the different like time travel and those kind of fantasy elements, but I think like the sign feels like, I don't know if like high, it's not high fantasy, but like it's kind of like there's like fantasy and then there's like supernatural fantasy, if that makes sense. And I think like the sign is interesting because it's kind of like leaning into like elements of folklore and stuff like that in its fantasy. So I think it'd be really cool to see more of those type projects as well. And I think if shows like The Sign and other, like I Feel You Lingering in the Air was also really well received for its like time travel and supernatural fantasy elements. So I think we'll definitely be seeing a lot more expansion of what type of fantasy shows are going to be like trying out, which is going to be cool to see.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. I have no segue for this. I just want to talk about it, which is the fact that GMMTV are doing some adaptations of Japanese manga and series that Japan has done. And the two that I'm really looking forward to are My Love Mix-Up and Osen's Love. I don't know. Osen? Someone tell me how to say that. But I'm so excited for both of those. Holy crap. Like, Earth Mix, my children, and, well, no, Gem Force are my children. Earth Mix are, like, my, no, they're my children too. Like, I am so excited for more Earth Mix. I'm just, I will go feral. Like, I will legitimately go feral. It will be all I talk about. I'm so excited for it. I'm so excited the fact that it's the same director as My School President who's doing Osen's Love and My Love Mix-Up. Like, he's doing both. And so I'm just like, it's like the formula, Earth Mix, Gem Forth. What's the director's name? Orkorn Prom. That is a formula that just will, like, have the best results. Holy crap.
He directed My School President too.
Yeah, that's what Heather said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm so excited for it. For both of them. And I think, like, My Love Mix-Up just did, like, their first script reading and, like, are heading into production. And I saw that and I got, like, it made me realize, like, I was a lot more excited than I even realized that I was for it. So, yeah, I can't wait to see it. And I'm always happy to see more Earth Mix.
Same. And, like, I know that there are people who are like, no, don't do a Thai version of this. And I'm like, there's literally different country versions of so many different things.
Yeah.
It's not going to try and replace the original.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have its own spin because Thai BL is different to Japanese BL. Like, there are slightly different things. Enjoy it for what it is and just embrace the difference and have fun. Like, it's just fun. It's not, no one's going to replace anything. So just have fun.
Yeah.
I think they've proven that they can make shows, adapt them to fit, like, the Thai audience and the Thai style. If you look back at, like, the bakery one and like F4, all of these, like, they were great, but they didn't take away from the other versions, right? It was still good and it was its own thing. So,
and from what I've seen so far, despite the, like, they've ran into the copyright issue, Cherry Magic has been well received, and people have been really enjoying the way that they've been putting it together. So I hope that gives some people some confidence in the other Japanese adaptations they're planning on. But yeah, I think there's like this energy that comes with them that like, oh, Japan already did it really well, or Taiwan already did it really well, or Korea already did it really well. So what's the point of doing it again? But like you said, like it's a different country, though. The energy that they're bringing to it, the style that they're bringing to it is completely different. So like, it's cool to see how they make them in. Like, it's going to be cool to see My Love mixed up in the style of a Thai BL, because it's very different from a Japanese BL. And I think that's going to be fun to see. I don't know.
No, 100%. That also kind of runs into my next, into one of my predictions, which is that Gaga Ooh La La will become the streaming platform for Japanese BLs for interfans. And I'm wondering... if, I don't know if this will happen, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm wondering if JMMTV would potentially partner with Gaga Ooh La La to release their Japanese, their adaptations of Japanese shows. I'm not too sure, that's just thinking out loud. But I know, like, my prediction is 100% Gaga is going to become the streaming platform for Japanese BLs.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they already are, like, the one that hosts the majority of the Japanese BLs that are getting released right now. So I'm not surprised that kind of becomes their niche with the BL releases that they're putting out, like the productions that they're hosting. I really don't want to have to pay for another streaming service, but
same. I guess... it's so expensive. I can't justify like $15, $16 a fucking month when I pay like $6 for Viki a month. Like, no, yeah. I pay literally less than half for another streaming platform.
Yeah. I just saw, like, just jumping into a country that we haven't been talking a lot about, like Japanese BLs, they are doing like a third season of Sentai BL.
I think that was like just recently.
Yes,
announced.
Yes, yes, yes. That's on my list.
Where everything definitely becomes BL versus the man who definitely doesn't want to be in it, a BL 3.
I haven't actually watched the second season yet, so I really need to get on.
Alexa.
It's so
I really like the first season. I just haven't had time to watch it. It just wasn't on my radar when it came out, but
it's worth it just for the dancing and singing.
Yeah.
I'm so keen for that one. It's on my list. It's on my list 100%. I love the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. I love how silly it is. Mm-hmm. I need more silly.
Yep.
No, I agree. I think it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to have shows like that. The other Japanese, since we kind of got on the train of Japanese BLs, the one I'm excited for that it just kind of like came, the trailer came across by like the Twitter feed. But what hooked me is that it's by the production that did Old Fashioned Cupcake. It's coming out next month, and it's called Perfect Propose. And it's like an office worker, kind of like forced cohabitation situation where he like moves in with this person who like, I guess like makes his home life like really exciting after work type thing. I haven't read the full synopsis. I watched the trailer without subs, but then like the tweet that posted the trailer was like from the production of Old Fashioned Cupcake. And I was like, sold immediately.
Apparently they once promised to marry each other. What's Kai's deal, and why is he insistent on assuming the role of Hiro's fiance?
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Gimme.
I love them. Things like the marriage trope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything forced cohabitation, like not arranged marriage, but kind of in that similar vein is always fun to watch. And then, like I said, the production company behind Old Fashioned Cupcake, like that is probably my favorite Japanese BL that I've seen. So like, it's airing, I think, on February 2nd. So it's coming out really soon. And I presume it will probably be on Gaga Ooh La La.
Hopefully. I mean, it's so hard to get the Japanese BLs. So I hope
take it where we can get it.
We'll have them. Mm-hmm. Although I cannot afford all of these streaming platforms.
So like unsubscribe to one just to subscribe to the other for like 2 months and then just like go back and forth. Whatever has the most shows you're interested in watching at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm looking at my list and I've only got two more left. I don't know what else you guys have, but we're going back to GMMTV. The two that I'm looking forward to are We Are, the BL, yes. And then the GL, Pluto.
Yes, I just had all the GLs listed, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited for We Are because of all of, like, how many people are in it. Like, Pompuan, Winnie Satang, Mark Hollywood, Boom, yeah. The only thing that I'm a little bit nervous about is that New is the director. Because, like, I enjoyed Until We Meet Again.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. And I've enjoyed aspects of other stuff that he's done. I just hate how he doesn't stick the landing. He doesn't stick the landing. He starts the run up really well in the air. They're doing tricks and they're doing flips and they're doing really good shit. And then he just doesn't stick the landing.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a little bit nervous. A little bit nervous.
From what I've seen and what the cast have said, the streets are saying that it's going to be 16 episodes and they're kind of gonna, like, I guess 4 episodes per pairing kind of vibe, I think they said like one half focuses on Pond and Poo and with like a secondary-ish couple, and then the other is gonna be Winnie and Satang with like a secondary-ish couple. And I think that's just people mainly interpreting on the cast have said 16 episodes multiple times and kind of that it's gonna be split, I guess, kind of similar to like a Love in the Air type situation. But yeah, I think that is like the main worry that everyone has with the show is that New is directing it.
Yeah, my problem with New is that he has the same sort of attitude to PL as Hwang Da-sol. Like, she has said that she doesn't like it when it's overly sexual. And that's fine when you can make the story work in different ways. Like, you create the tension, you create the shots or whatever, you just make it work. But New, it doesn't know how to make it work, so it falls flat because he refuses to put anything like remotely sexual, especially when you're doing a show about someone having like casual sex together, and that's the whole premise of the fucking show.
Honestly,
and
you
refuse to put it in there.
Yeah, I'm bitter about A Boss and a Babe too, because I feel like he ruined it.
Yeah,
he puts in more foot shots than story. Honestly,
oh, dude. Oh god. No,
like,
this is bringing back when we were in that hotel.
Yeah,
fucking god.
Same thing with every single show. A Boss and a Babe. Why were there so many foot shots? Elongated foot shots. You could have filled in the plot holes. What are you doing?
I think your kink is showing there, buddy.
Yeah,
rein it in. Rein it in.
Ironic. It's ironic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think, like, if that's your thing, fine. Just don't put it in the shows, like, in, like, sub it out for sexual chemistry. Like, just.
Make the story make sense. That's all I'm asking.
He's a little bit out of touch, I feel, with the general genre he's making. It feels like he kind of doesn't want to do BLs, but he's just gotten stuck into it. Which I kind of find a little bit misogynistic, but that's fine. But at least, like, make it work. At least make it work.
Yeah. See, I don't get the misogyny, but
he doesn't like the sex being in the shows because he thinks they're overly sexual because women are watching BL.
Oh, that's your angle. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I think that, like, if he wants to make... This is a whole purity culture conversation that we don't need to go into for this. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think if he wants to make sweet, simple BLs with a cute little kiss at the end, like, do that. There's a market for that type of BL. We see that with other... There's a couple of other BLs around that came out last year that were, like, sweet, simple, that type of stuff. But, like, it's the fact that he's doing things, like, Between Us that is all about this, like, hookup and this sexual chemistry that then develops into real-life feelings and this idea that you are my person. But he doesn't back it up with his directing of these characters where they should be, like, have this, like, sexual chemistry feeling, and they should have this, like, it should be shot in a way that shows this sexual chemistry. That's where I think, and that's where for me he falls flat and he doesn't stick the landing, to extend the metaphor even further from like what we were saying before. Like, he starts off good. It looks like he's going to finally show us a little bit more than what he's shown us previously and has let us down, and then he doesn't. He just lets us down again. And at this point, it just feels so anticlimactic to get to the end of his series, because it's like, we were hoping for something more. He doesn't show it to us. It's anticlimactic. It's disappointing. And it feels like the story he wants to tell isn't the story that he's telling, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so there's this disconnect. And so I'm just really concerned about We Are and how... Like, are we going to get this disconnect again? Are we going to feel like he's tried his best? And I don't know. Like I said, I don't have anything against him. He's done some good shit. He starts stuff off really well. I've enjoyed aspects of his other series, besides Until We Meet Again. I just hate how he sticks the landing. And so I'm excited for We Are, but I'm also apprehensive about it. And, like, I just, I just want to say to him, if you want to make these cute, sweet BLs, please do. Just don't do it with characters and a story that requires you to be a bit more explicit than maybe you are comfortable being.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a rant.
I feel that. At one point.
I agree. I guess we'll have to see. I mean, I'm hoping that, like, the cast can really, like, I don't know. I mean, we know it's, like, a university story. We don't really know what the plot is beyond that, I don't think. Or there is much of a plot beyond it being just, like, a university falling in love, pretty simple storyline, which, like you said, is fine if that's what it's going for. I think there is a novel that it's based on that I've seen some translations floating around on Twitter, but I haven't read any of them. But I'm hoping that, like, Pond and Puwin and Winnie's Tongue and All Boom and the cast can, like, really fill in the gaps that tend to come with news directing, but also, like, there's only so much they can do if the director is not bringing their A game, so I don't know.
True. And I guess it's also, like, who are the writers? Is New writing and directing, or is he just directing? Who are the writers? How's the story being written? To be fair, like, sometimes it's literally the writers. The director can do everything they can, and it's just the story's just shit. so, like, I can't always say that New himself always doesn't stick the landing, because, like, obviously the writers have a massive part in that. But yeah, it's just, I wonder how involved outside of just directing is he for these JMMTV series.
Yeah, fair point. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I, like, for a last one for me, I just want to mention that I'm still very excited about Hot Bammy and Yummy Gaga.
Are they coming out this year? Is it?
Probably.
Sorry, yeah, that was me. Yeah. I was like, did you see anything that I haven't seen yet? I was getting excited. Yeah. Sorry, you keep going.
No, so they were having some production issues, which is why they are not, it's not out yet. So I'm just hoping they'll figure those out. And it will, if they can figure it out, it'll be out this year. So hopefully, fingers crossed. I'm excited.
We're all manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have been excited for that one for a while now.
For a while, yeah.
I think we mentioned it in the beginning of last year as well.
Yeah, I mean that was because
they were
one
supposed
of the
to start filming in mm-hmm. the in summer time, but then the production issues came in foot. But I know they're still working on it, so it's not going anywhere.
That's good to know.
But yeah,
I wanted to say the only one I had on my list that we haven't mentioned in some form. Is Deep Night with First and Shogun, which I feel like this is kind of like my brain was like this is kind of like a nepotism pick because we interviewed them in Thailand. But I was really excited about the story after hearing about it, and I liked the pilot trailer, and I know that they just started filming, and it's another kind of like I don't know, I like what they said talking about like the night jobs, like the jobs of the night type thing. I think it's an interesting premise. And I think that like what they've done with the production value from what we've seen so far is given me a lot to look forward to. So that's one that I'm very, very excited for to see how it all comes together.
Same.
Me too.
True. Same. I also have a Nepo pick. And I didn't add a Nepo pick. Flat Milk. It looks cute. Talking to the boys, it sounds cute. The boys themselves are lovely and cute, and everything just looks cute, and I just want cute. And I've said cute too many times, but I'm sticking by that.
Cute. All right, well, we haven't, I feel like we haven't even really talked about predictions yet. I mean, we've mentioned some in passing, but did anyone have any specific predictions that they really wanted to? I know Heather has a lot of predictions.
I'll go through them very quick. Like, I'll just say them, and then we can pull out anything we want to talk about if you want.
Yeah, that works. I know, Kayla, did you have some predictions as well?
I have one.
Okay. I have like one or two. We kind of already talked about one, so.
Jenna, start with yours? Because mine is a lot.
Maybe, because I don't want... I'm guessing yours are going to be more positive.
And on a positive note.
Land on a positive, yeah.
Okay. Even though I only have one prediction, I pride myself in my predictions being accurate and always coming true. Because they always do. So, this year, my prediction is that I think we're going to see a mini resurgence of dramas that have like downright offensive content in them. And it's funny because we've seen so much progress in like just the time that we've been doing this podcast that like I don't ever really watch dramas anymore, and I'm like I like have the thought that what I'm seeing is like egregious or something. And even like I feel like I don't really care as much about toxicity and certain ways it's depicted in BL anymore, but there have been multiple shows, some upcoming like Love Syndrome,
I thought you were talking about, yeah,
where I really feel like they're testing the waters to see how far they can push it. And I feel like some of these showrunners are starting to ask the question if they can attempt to renormalize things for certain tropes that were thrown out like 3 or 4 years ago because people got smarter and they just started thinking more about what they're watching. So I think that will lead to some dramas with plots that sound like they're straight out of 2017. And the discourse, I don't think, is going to stop about it because I think that people this time around are going to call it out. And in general, I feel like people are more conscious now of where they're putting their money and their views and what companies they're supporting. And I think the global climate will also affect consumerism in BL. Because people are just, they're going to see it and they're just not going to support it.
No, we don't have enough money as it is. We're not going to spend it on things that we don't want to be endorsing. Yeah.
No. So I say mini resurgence because, like, there is going to be so much variety of BL this year. But I don't know. I feel like there have been some shows that are really planting the seed of trying to, like, make certain things seem normal when it's not. And I don't like the foreboding of that. But yeah, the bright side is that I do think people are going to be like, people are already like with that Love Syndrome show, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Most of the reaction that I saw to, like, the synopsis that has been going around is like, what the fuck is this? And why, like, are we not, if you want, I know it's like based on a novel or something, like, why are we not updating the synopsis more, you know, updating things to fit with 2024? I don't know if when the show goes into production, we will see more changes. I want to hope that we will, but I don't know. We'll see.
Reminds me of our reaction when we read the Red Pea Fowl synopsis.
This is true. The synopsis had some things in it. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, that's a show that we're keen for, except for the fact that the synopsis says that there's an assault, basically, that links these two together. And yeah, with that Love Syndrome show and what potentially will come out throughout the year, yeah, I'm, now that you've mentioned it, I'm a little bit concerned that that might happen, not just with, like, the assault and the sexual assault, but other themes. My brain went to Fish Upon the Sky and a couple of things that happened in that show, and, like, other bits, like, things that the way that they treat women in shows, like, I'm a little bit concerned, especially, like, with the rise of GL, how are we going to see women treated in BL? Are they just going to disappear from BL? Are they going to be treated as the horrible ex-girlfriend again? Are they going to be treated as someone to be saved? Like, what's that look like?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, I don't want it to be like, oh, they have GLs now, so we don't need to write decent characters in BL. They can just go watch GL if they want that. Like, you know, because I feel like the vice versa, like, they don't get the same leniency the other way around. You know, I feel like if, you know, you had a GL and had some really secondary, shittily written BL side pairing, like, the production company of the GL would not see the end of it. So I don't want it to be like, you know, it's just like the playing field isn't level. So, like, I don't want us to backtrack just because, like, I'm so excited that the GL industry is starting to stand on its own, but I don't want that to take away from the progress we've seen with the way, in some degrees, progress we've seen with the way that women are written in BL and getting GL pairings in BLs and some forms and stuff like that. So
Another thing that, it's not really a trope, but I've noticed that is ramping up again, colorism in these shows. Cut it out. Like, seriously, I was watching Middlemen's Love. Why does the OST, it goes like, you love me even though I'm not white?
Yes! Yes! When I saw that, I literally gasped. I was like, sorry, this is the OST. This is meant to be the romantic song that ties this entire show together, and we have that line. What the actual fuck?
You love me even though I'm not white.
That is fucking wild. Wow.
I keep seeing it in shows. Even shows that people look at and they're like, oh, this is, like, pretty, like, progressive or whatever. No, it always still has the colorism. Always.
And it's so frustrating because it feels like we have made progress with seeing darker skin lead actors in BLs to some degree. And so to see, like, progress on that aspect, but also, like, in the same show where you'll cast someone with a darker skin tone, like Tudor, you have a fucking, like, so you're essentially, like, you cast him and then you mock his skin tone in the same breath. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that just makes me so angry to think about.
That's kind of on the fans as well, because if you see, like, the hardcore fans that are out there taking
Oh, everything's still fucking whitewashed to hell and back. I can't save a single picture of an actor that's not fucking whitewashed.
Me with Ned. It's so ingrained in the society and, like, the way that society views beauty that, like, I just really want that to change, because it's not going to change in our shows until it changes in Asian society or just society in general, I should say.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fucked. But it's really strong in Asian society, and, like, I would like that move to happen now.
Yeah. And if anything, I feel like on a larger world scale, like, within the world, we are regressing with the way we treat people of darker skin tones than minorities. So honestly, like, I can't say I'm surprised.
It's not a seesaw. Like, you shouldn't be regressing in one aspect to, like, progress in the other. Like, it should be balanced. And we should all just move forward together.
Yeah.
I'm really into the metaphors today. Like, it's not a fucking seesaw. Anyway, sorry.
So, I have one prediction that I kind of feel is going to happen, is that there will be, at one point, GMMTV is going to announce that there's been a cast change for the leads of
That's inevitable. that's just a fact. I feel like that's a guarantee.
We should bingo list our predictions and then just track throughout the year.
Sorry, Mark can't be in this show, because he's doing that show.
It's always Mark at the scene of the crime.
That boy does so much.
Speaking of, I don't know if this is really a prediction, more something that Mark himself has hinted at, but Mark Packin, lead role. Like, I know he was a lead in Only Friends, but Mark Packin, lead role in 2024. He's hinted at it. A lot of people say he's going to be paired with Om, who's in Last Twilight, because they've been doing a lot on social media together, but Mark Packin, lead BL role in 2024. Honestly, Mark Packin, lead role in everything. He's in all these shows. Why not, you know? But yeah, I feel like it's more of a thing that is going to happen with the way he's hinted at it than a prediction, but I'm still counting it as a prediction.
I need more Drake, too.
Yeah, he's going to be in that 1D Good Day as a support role, but I don't know if he's doing much else beyond that.
Give us more Drake.
I'm pretty sure we said that 2 years
ago. I was like, I feel like that's been a prediction for a while.
Every year.
We just need more Drake.
100%.
Do you want to do yours, Alexa, before I run down my ridiculous list?
Okay. My other prediction, which was somewhat a prediction, more wishful thinking, I think / hope D-Hub House is going to produce a GL in 2024. Because they had Moy and Eungpeng in I Feel You Linger in the Air, and they handled their story really well, and it was nice to see. Well, actually, I don't know, were Moy and Eungpeng in the novel as, like, a romantic thing, Kayla?
There are literally no women in the novel. Okay,
so, like, so they have made an improvement from the original, and they handled their story really well and gave them, like, a happy ending, which, like, for lesbians in the 1920s, like, unheard of, honestly. So I hope that, like, they continue to expand that, and I would really love to see them and hope they do a GL in 2024. And my other prediction, which is kind of, like, it's not serious, but I think we're going to see more Omegaverse in 2024, because Pip Babe is so fucking popular. And, like, they said, the production said, oh, it's not an Omegaverse, it's fucking Omegaverse. Like,
did you see that they released an series? Alpha, Beta, Omega, Enigma thing? Like, and they said Alpha, Beta, Omega, Enigma.
They literally lied just to get the show on the air, and then they were like, just kidding, it's an Omegaverse. And it's so, it's like so popular. People are so into it.
I love it.
I think
I love it.
I think we're going to see more. I think, you know, they tested the waters, and I think we'll see more of it happening. I don't know.
I hope so. That's one I would really like to see more.
Sorry. I just, boop. Young Royals is going to, like, the new season is going to...
Oh, their final season. Drop really soon. In March, I think.
Excited.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Kayla.
Dropped specifically for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are my predictions, yeah.
Okay. I sorted my predictions, of course, into three different categories. The first category is Rise Of. The second category was Other. And then the third category was Wishful Thinking. Mm-hmm. So I'll start with Rise Of, and I'm just going to say them. And then if anything pops out to you, remember it, and we'll come back and talk. Unless you want to just stop me and talk.
We'll see.
Go. And okay. Go.
All right. So, Rise Of, GMMTV Music, Fantasy BLs, Idol Factory will grow in popularity even further than they are currently. Mm-hmm. Other companies will follow the GMMTV model a lot stronger than they currently are. And there's going to be a lot more GLs from other companies. So that's my Rise Of. Mm-hmm. Now my other is shipping in Thailand will reach new levels. So see Moss Bank, Ryan Frame, Dow. Mm-hmm.
Dow Off-Road. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So shipping will reach new levels. A GMMTV ship will sink and burn. Already said the Gaga Ooh La La will be the streaming platform for Japanese BLs. Beyond Cloud will have a new BL. They'll announce it. They won't release it, but it will be strictly a new BL. Old faves will return to the screen. More content for interfans, so online and in-person fan meets and events. And then my wishful thinking, already spoke about Semantic Era, or a new BL announced with Soham and Jay Chan as leads. And my last thing is Lovecast will be at the GMMTV 2025 in person.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I like that one. That's cool.
I mean, if we're planning to go back around the time that they usually do the showcase, we could. I would like to circle back to, if an old pairing makes a resurgence, I hope it's Max and Toll. I don't think it will be, but that would be my wishful thinking. If they do, then I hope it's them.
I'm thinking like whether it's like Max Tool or just Tool or just Max. Or I know Max is coming for a PayPal. Well, but like I'm thinking back to like first gen couples and second gen couples and like
Kristen Sinkto, like
or like
people have speculated that Captain and White will be making a cameo in the new Lovesick, which there's a lot to be said about the cast that they announced for that show and stuff like that, but people have speculated they'll be making a cameo there, which they also did something like a couple years ago too, so but yeah. No, that would be cool to see.
I want to see Toll and Mew.
Swear to fucking God. Like, the fact that they just released that they're both on this holiday thing, I can't with them.
Oh, the people, like, really believe that that's a thing, especially because, like, Mew talked about a while back that he has a partner that he's looking, like, he thinks he's going to marry type thing, and around then him and Tool started spending a lot more time together, and people, you know what, as long as they're having fun, I don't know. I haven't seen too much like people being weird about it, but I'm not super tuned into that side of the fandom, so I don't know.
I just can't handle it. They keep dropping shit and then all of a sudden everyone just goes crazy and I'm just like, ah!
Yeah. Speaking of Max and Search Party, he is supposed to be in a show that he filmed last year, I think, called The Outing. And it's not strictly a BL, But he is supposedly supposed to have a thing with Nankua, who was Jom, and I Feel You Linger in the Air. And also Top Tap is in that, and people he said his character is like someone who like hooks up a lot of people.
That's right, I remember that.
And people, he definitely confirmed that he was like had a thing going, his character has a thing going on with Nankuls, but people also speculated about him and Top Tap's characters having a thing. Mm. And that's the one I want to send out a search party for. It's a VU original. And I know Shadow also took a long time to be released, so I hope that we get it sometime this year, because it filmed like beginning of 2023 or something, I think. So, but yeah, I want to see Max and Uncool and whatever will be going on there.
Yeah, I've added it to the search party list.
Search party, the official search party that we will be sending out.
Is anyone else wanting to send a search party out for any other series? Let us know. Put it in the comments. I'll add it to the list.
We will officially send it out.
But yeah, I think the one thing that I really, really, like, truly, wholeheartedly believe, prediction-wise, is that shipping will reach new levels in Thailand. Like, we've seen it starting to happen in 2023, and so much discourse around shipping this past year has happened because of it, and I just think it's going to reach just even further levels in 2024. Don't know what those levels will look like, but 100% it's going to be more.
I agree. I agree. Just like you said, the pairings that you mentioned, Moss Bank and Ryan and Frame and Down Off Road, like the lines that, I feel like there used to be a pretty clear line between, like, you know, when a pairing was on versus when a pairing was off in terms of their ship. And I feel like in general, that line is starting to become a lot less clear, but there are like those specific ones that you're like, you really like, even like the least Delulu of people, I think, starts to question, like, and then you get into this argument of like, why do we automatically question that it might be fake type thing, you know, like there's a lot to be said there around it. So no, I agree. Any other predictions?
I just thought of one. I don't know if this is wishful thinking, but what is going on with Pan and Fluke?
What is going on? I think there is something there. Okay, I've been seeing them, like, they've been going around. Okay, well, they went to see New, which is like, we just had this whole conversation about director New, but like, they were posting pictures like going to visit New for New Year's and like other production companies for New Year's. And like, I know they have the same manager, so like, you know, you could say, oh, they're going to visit all of these people together just because they're under the same manager note now, but like, I don't know. That's been my prediction for a while now, and I can see something happening there, and I would be here for it. I would be here for it. I will be the captain of the Pan Fluke Choo Choo train. Like,
100%. We'll probably end up making like a fan account specifically for Pan Fluke. Like, Lovecast will run the Pan Fluke fan account.
Pan Fluke, like, official.
Yeah, literally, like, fan literally, club. I can see it happening. Like, oh my god, we will be the loudest stands of Pan Fluke.
You can make like little edits from all of our moments in Thailand.
A piece of information that I feel like affirms this is that this is going to sound stupid, but if you like track people, like actors, like who they make TikToks with, Pan only makes TikToks with the female lead that he's with in his one show and Fluke.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes,
it connects. It connects.
No, I think
there we go. That's a 2024 prediction. That
if it comes true, you literally heard it here first.
Yeah, and we will be the leaders of that fan page, that fan account. We will send the food. We'll
be riding the front lines.
Literally. Oh my god, 100%. I don't think there is a stronger prediction.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to end it, honestly.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So then, let us know what you are looking forward to in 2024. What predictions you guys had. Was there any crossover with you know, the stuff that we talked about. I'm sure, like, a lot of the shows that mentioned, a lot of you guys are also looking forward to them. There's what seems like a lot of good stuff coming out this year. But if we didn't mention something you're really looking forward to, let us know, because maybe it was not on our radar and you might put it on there. And we definitely want to know what your predictions are, good, bad, what your wishful thinking predictions are. So chat with us down in the comments, chat with us over on socials, and also make sure to like the episode, share it with your other BL loving friends. All of those things really help push our videos out on the algorithm so we can meet more of you guys. Don't forget to check out our Patreon. We're doing a lot of fun stuff over there. I'm currently reacting to Last Twilight. We do series reviews. We've done some other reactions. We have Only Friends and Naughty Babe and Kim Porsche and a lot of good stuff over there. So we'll be ramping that up even more in 2024. So check that out in the description if you're interested as well. But otherwise, thank you for sticking with us for another season if you're still here. If you're just finding us, welcome aboard, and I hope you enjoy the backlog of 3 years worth of Lovecast content that's there for you.
You don't have to watch season one. You don't. No.
I mean, I won't disagree. But if you really want to go back to the beginning and be a true OG Lovecast Danny, then you know what? I'm here for it. But yeah, so
I love that Pixie hates season one of Lovecast and will tell everyone she can not to watch it or listen.
It's really just the first half of season one. Like, I think it's really like pre-transition to doing video episodes. Things were a little bit sketchy, a little bit rough in terms of
we had
production.
No idea what we were doing, okay?
Coincidentally, we switched to video and Heather became part of the team and things got a lot better. So make those connections as you will.
In the beginning, because I broke my wrist.
That in no context.
No context. I was drugged out for months. That's the end of the explanation. But yes, back to the outro. We were saying goodbye.
Yes.
If you're new, welcome in. Watch whatever episodes you want to watch, and if you're still here from previous seasons, we hope you enjoy what we have cooking for you this year, and we will see you in another episode soon. So bye bye.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.